Chapter 2 Young Rosa. Rosa McCauley was born in 1913 in Tuskegee, Alabama. Her father, James, built houses for people across Alabama, and her mother, Leona, was a teacher. Leona learned to teach at the African Methodist Episcopal, AME, church, because black women could not easily go to college at that time. Leona often said, "Going to school is important for everyone." She was very happy to live with her family in Tuskegee. It was the best place in Alabama for African Americans to go to school. But Leona and James stopped living together, and Leona moved to Pine Level, Alabama, with young Rosa and her little brother, Sylvester. Rosa did not often see her father after that. In Pine Level, they lived with Leona's parents on their farm. Rosa liked living on the farm with her grandparents. She and her brother were often with their grandparents because Leona worked a lot. But life for Rosa and her family was not easy. They did not have a lot of money, and Rosa was often not well. She sometimes had to stay in bed all day. Rosa did not have many friends because of this, but she had her church. She loved singing songs in church. Rosa also had to work with other black children on a large farm. They worked in very hot weather, with no shoes on their feet, and they got only 50 cents every day. White children never had to work hard under the hot sun. "There is a black world and a white world," Rosa thought. Rosa and Sylvester often read books with their grandparents. Some black people had to work hard on farms. Rosa was right. Life in the South of the USA was difficult for African Americans because of the racial segregation laws. Black people and white people had to have different schools, churches, offices, and restaurants. They had to use different toilets, too. Black people had to live with a lot of discrimination. They did not have the same rights as white people, and they did not get as much money as white people from their jobs. The police also arrested black people for smaller crimes than the crimes of white people. In those days, some white people were part of the racist Ku Klux Klan. This group often attacked black people. The police never stopped the Klan, but Rose's grandfather protected the family. The Klan sometimes came to Rose's street, and her grandfather slept in the front room of the house with a gun. He was not frightened of the Klan. Protecting his family was the most important thing. Rosa learned a lot about fighting against racial discrimination from her grandfather. He taught her about important black activists. He wanted life to be better for black people, and he taught Rosa to fight against unfair laws. Rosa learned more about black activists at school, too. At the age of 11, she moved to Montgomery, Alabama, and started studying at the Industrial School for Girls. All of the teachers were white, but the school was for black girls only. It was an expensive school, and Rosa's mother could not pay for her classes. Because of this, Rosa had to clean classrooms after school. Rosa and her grandfather sometimes slept in the front room with a gun. In one of her lessons, Rosa learned about a streetcar boycott. In 1900, black people stopped using the streetcars and walked everywhere. For a short time, they could sit anywhere on the streetcars because of the boycott. Rosa never forgot this lesson. At school, she also learned sewing, cooking, and other important things. Rosa loved learning, and she worked very hard at school. Sadly, the industrial school closed in 1928, and Rosa went to a different school. She wanted to learn to teach. Her mother was a teacher, and Rosa wanted to be a teacher too. But at 16, Rosa had to leave school. Her grandmother and mother were not well, and she had to care for them. She could not finish school. Her family needed money, and Rosa had to find work. Rosa learned to sew at school.